Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My family and I have a little poodle dog mix at home that we have been blessed to have for now for about 15 years. And although he is quite up there in years, he can still hold his bladder just fine. When he's in his kennel, sometimes for 8 or 10 hours a day if he has to. But as soon as we get home, for the rest of the evening, every 20 or 30 minutes, he has to go outside to go to the bathroom, which is rather annoying. But what is even more annoying than that is his desire to go outside to the bathroom throughout the night, about every hour or two, which means that Pochlin and I never get a full night's sleep. We're always getting up to let him out. So, a number of weeks back, we thought we'd try something a little bit different. About 1 a.m., we put him into his kennel and went back to bed, shut the door, and he started barking. And he continued to bark until we finally went and let him back out of his kennel. Now, we remember doing this with our children when they were crying and teaching them to stay in their bed. And we were a little bit stronger, I guess, back then. But we gave in. And so now he's in control, complete control. And we really didn't want to give him that control, but we were both so tired, we wanted to go to sleep, and we knew if we didn't let him out of the kennel, we weren't going to get any sleep that night. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus tells a story to encourage his disciples to be persistent and bold and even shameless in their efforts to go before the throne of God with their prayers. In much the same way as the man in the story had the audacity to wake up his friend to request that his friend loan him some bread so that he could feed his guests that had come to visit. In much the same way as my dog kept barking and barking and annoying me until I finally got up and let him back out of his kennel. So Jesus has exhorted us to approach God in prayer with a similar disposition and mindset. Now, I know that seems strange that Jesus would encourage us to be so unabashedly relentless in our prayers to God. But such is the fervor with which God wants to hear from us, his children. I love the scene in the musical My Fair Lady where Professor Higgins is approached by Eliza Doolittle's father. Mr. Doolittle comes to Professor Higgins with a request, but Professor Higgins is so busy talking that Mr. Doolittle can't get a word in edgewise. And finally, Mr. Doolittle says to Professor Higgins, "I'm willing to tell you. I'm wanting to tell you. I'm waiting to tell you." From what Jesus tells us in our text today, it appears that God, our Heavenly Father, has a similar attitude toward us regarding our prayers. He's willing to answer our prayers. He's wanting to answer our prayers. He's waiting to answer our prayers. If only we will bring those requests of our heart to Him and be unyielding in our seeking of his attention. He wants us to be shameless enough, metaphorically speaking, to wake him up at midnight after he's already bedded down with his family, to bother him with our heartfelt requests. And he wants us to be persistent enough that we keep barking and barking until he gets up and lets us out of our cage. My first 10 or so years here living in Austin were very rough years for me physically. And some of you might remember. I regularly suffered from painful migraine headaches and debilitating sciatica in my back that then radiated down my left leg. Sometimes two or three times a week, I would go the entire night without any sleep, sitting up, writhing in pain. I went to a myriad of doctors, both here in Austin and in Houston, without much luck for a long, long time. But every night, without exception or interruption or pause, my little daughter Micah, age 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, would pray to God in our bedtime prayers that God would take away Daddy's headaches and make Daddy's back pain all better. Long after I had given up on prayer, and long after I'd given up on God to bring healing and or relief into my life, my little Micah continued to be unabashedly relentless in her pursuit of God's heart and of God's help. And by God's grace, and I believe largely because of those prayers also, relief from my years of pain was finally granted. God wants to provide for us and to care for us and to tend to us. That's what good dads do with their children. It's one of the greatest joys that we have as a father, to help and provide for our children. And if that is how we earthly fathers feel about helping our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father be inclined to help us if only we will bring the requests of our heart to Him. And thus St. Paul wrote of our Heavenly Father in Romans 8, "If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also along with Him graciously give us all things?" Paul nailed it and obviously thoroughly understood the desire of God to provide for His children. And thus he pointed to Jesus' death and His resurrection, the ultimate example of God's desire to provide for us, even the forgiveness of our sins, though the cost for that provision meant the death of His own Son. If He would go to those lengths to grant us the eternal gift of life with Him in heaven, how will He not also willingly and anxiously provide for our temporal needs as well? In the Old Testament, we're told that Jacob wrestled with God and put God into a figurative headlock until God cried uncle and answered Jacob's request. David was relentless in seeking God's help. No matter how he had sinned or what trouble he found himself in. And Abraham kept bargaining with God to save Sodom until he haggled God down to a mere 10 people present in order to save the city. God's word is very clear about the power of prayer and God's desire to answer our prayers. And yet still so often, we give up on prayer. And we give up on God to answer our prayers. We quit knocking at God's door at midnight. And we quit barking in our kennel. We reckon that if God hasn't answered our prayers yet, he simply isn't going to. But that is not in keeping with the attitude of Abraham, nor the exhortation of Jesus. That is the posture of a person who neither understands nor trusts the purpose and the power of prayer. That's the way of one who doesn't realize that God is willing and God is wanting and God is waiting to answer our prayers. That is the stance of someone who is letting Satan whisper words of doubt and despair into his ear. Jesus said, and so I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. So don't give up on prayer. Don't give up on God. Be unabashedly relentless in pouring out your heartfelt request to him. And he will answer you. That is his promise for the sake of Jesus Christ, his son. Amen.